Business.
Bartleby. Loafing can be work. Daydreaming, promenading, and zoning out all pay rich dividends.
The familiar exerts a powerful subliminal appeal. The name letter effect refers to the subconscious bias that people have for the letters in their own name and for their own initials in particular. They are more likely to choose careers, partners, and brands that start with their initials. Joe becomes a joiner, marries Judy, and loves Jaffa Cakes. A related bias, the well-travelled road effect, describes the tendency of people to ascribe shorter travelling times to familiar routes than is actually the case. A bias towards the familiar shows up at work too. One such prejudice is about what exactly constitutes work. Being at a desk counts as work, as does looking at a screen above a certain size. Responding to email and being in a meeting are indubitably forms of work, so is any activity that might elicit sympathy if performed on the weekend. Typing, taking a phone call from the boss, opening any type of spreadsheet. This prejudice helps to explain worries about proximity bias, the risk that white-collar employees who spend lots of time in the office are more likely to advance than remote workers who are less visible. That is because being inside an office building is itself something that counts as work. Pre-pandemic research showed that passive FaceTime, the mere fact of being seen at your desk without even interacting with anyone, led observers to think of people as dependable and committed. But these familiar forms of work can deceive for two reasons. The first is that what looks like a Stakhanovite effort may be no such thing. Keyboard tappers may just be updating their LinkedIn profiles. Attendees at a meeting are often present in body but not in spirit. Even when actual work is being done, it may not be the most productive use of people's time. The second is that things that look like the opposite of work, loafing about, to use the technical term, can be very useful indeed. Take daydreaming. In most workplaces, staring into space for hours on end is frowned upon. Security guards and models can get away with it, but few others. Yet letting the mind wander is not simply part of being human. It can also be a source of creativity, a way to unlock solutions to thorny problems.